After an offseason that was dominated by the Houston Astros cheating scandal, Major League Baseball is trying to restore some sanctity to the game. Houston won the World Series in 2017, but this past November, one of their players told The Atlantic they stole signs electronically. Basically, they used a center field camera to see what kind of pitch the opposing team's catcher was telling the pitcher to throw after decoding the signals. That would then be relayed to the Astros' dugout. If it was an off-speed pitch like a curveball or changeup, somebody on the bench would bang on a trash can. You can hear it in the TV broadcast of an Astros-White Sox game in September 2017. That was the bang-bang sound there. The White Sox pitcher was quoted as saying he heard that every time he was about to throw a changeup during that particular at-bat. In January, the league fined Houston $5 million and took away several top draft picks. The team later fired their manager and general manager. No players were disciplined, and the team will not have to forfeit their championship. Now, a couple weeks into spring training, Major League Baseball is trying to make it clear to teams what they can and can't do. Jason Gay is a sports columnist with the Wall Street Journal and a UW-Madison alum. Jason, good to have you back on the show.
Hey, thank you very much for having me.
Well, big picture, Jason, this Astros sign-stealing scandal, what's your reaction? What do you make of this?
Well, you know, this is now a couple months into it, and I'm telling you, people are still hot. Fans are hot. Opponents are hot. People outside of baseball find the whole thing hilarious. We haven't even gotten to opening day, and I feel like we've gone through like six or seven chapters of this saga, and it could get really spicy as the baseball season begins. People are ticked off that the Astros did what they did. They feel they didn't, you know, adequately apologize, and it really is this going to be this interesting sideshow, because baseball now has a true villain. You know, traditionally it's been the Yankees, you know, the big bad Yankees, but now I think even the Astros have out Darth Vader'd the Yankees.
Wow. Now, people outside of baseball might be seeing sign stealing. Is that really so bad? How bad is what they did?
You mean people who aren't baseball fans are okay with stealing?
I guess.
Fine.
I don't know these people.
No, listen, there is a kind of interesting distinction you have to make here, because as you say, and it's true, sign stealing is as old as baseball. People have been doing this forever. Usually it was a runner on second base who would try to figure out what the catcher was signaling to the pitcher, would try to relay that to the bench or to the hitter at the plate. And when it was kind of lo-fi, just person to person, it was just an accepted part of the game, that kind of subterfuge. What the Astros did by sort of kicking it to another level with technology and video review and analytics and banging on a trash can was just over the top. And it's obviously what the manager and the general manager were sanctioned for. And I think, you know, even in the sort of low level skullduggery that exists in every sport, frankly, this was just a grade above.
A while back, the Astros did this sort of apology thing with a handful of people. You wrote about it at the time. You were underwhelmed, I think it's fair to say.
Well, they kind of just punted. I mean, if you got a chance to see it, it was the Astros owner, Jim Crane, and put poor Dusty Baker, who's the replacement manager, up there apologizing for goodness knows what, because Dusty didn't do anything. A couple players got up there and did these mealy-mouth apologies. And, you know, the perception, not just outside of the game, but within opponent dugouts, was these guys got to do better than this. I mean, we got to see at least a little bit of contrition for what they did, because, you know, they're trying to paint this as kind of low level stuff. It didn't really affect games. Well, if it didn't affect games, why'd you do it for as long as you did? Why'd you try to hide the fact that you did it? It just didn't check out. And so, I mean, it just was a, you know, they teach these things in business schools, right? Great PR flubs. This will go down with the best of them or the worst of them.
How much of a difference maker is this in Major League Baseball, being able to tell the batters at least some of the time what the next pitch is going to be?
Well, listen, you know, like you, it's been a long time since I've been hitting Major League pitching. But I can tell you that, you know, if someone tells you you're going to get an off-speed pitch or the fastball's coming or even the breaking pitch, knowing that information in advance is a distinct advantage for a professional caliber hitter. And you saw a lot of pitchers come out after the fact here and say that they would rather somebody loaded up on every steroid in the book than someone getting the signals in advance. You know, especially when you're talking about, you know, important situational pitching, 3-2 counts, bases loaded, that sort of thing. If you're giving the hitter knowledge about what is coming next, even if the thing that's coming next is 102 miles an hour, that's an advantage. No question about it.
You mentioned how mad players are. And I think when we watch NFL or NBA, we're used to hearing a lot of trash talk and, you know, rivalries and kind of that bitterness from team to team, player to player. is this something we usually see in baseball, or did this bring out something that we don't usually see?
No, and that's a good distinction, because I think that's something that baseball is caught off guard by, and why Major League Baseball itself, the organization, is under the gun, because I don't think they anticipated other teams being as aggravated as they did. They created the situation. You know, if we get into the weeds of the investigation, they basically gave immunity to all the Astros players, anybody who was part of this club, and said, look, tell us what happened and nobody's going to get punished. So nobody who actually did the deed is getting punished in this thing. That's created a lot of bad will. And I definitely see what you're saying. And I agree with it, that baseball has been a sport where there's been a real solidarity. It's been a very strong player union kind of thing. It's not very accepted to speak out of turn against even an opponent. And so I think that caught baseball off guard, that guys are standing up here and saying, look, you know, this is unacceptable and these guys should be punished. And we should think about, you know, whether or not we want to put an asterisk on that 2017 World Series.
We're talking to Jason Gay from the Wall Street Journal about the Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal. Jason, you wrote a piece a while back saying that baseball's biggest problem for a while there was people perceived it as boring. If they talked about it at all, it was about how boring it was. Now they're being talked about. Is that an improvement?
It's an interesting question, right? Because yes, in the abstract, there are more people talking about baseball. Is this the kind of conversation that baseball wants to have? I mean, maybe if they were borrowing a page from, you know, worldwide wrestling, right? The idea of heroes and villains being the thing that gets people excited about sports. Maybe there could be some net positive here. But I mostly see a sport that's really embarrassed by this whole thing. I can't even imagine what it's like to be an Astros fan. I mean, they have very passionate fans who are very prideful of that team. And for them to be sort of hit with this scarlet letter here, it's not the kind of like dust up that you want to use to get eyeballs.
Do you have thoughts on what the leadership of Major League Baseball could do after maybe not doing everything they need to do to start with? What could they do to restore faith and bring people back to the game itself?
Well, you know, another thing to keep in mind here is I'm not sure when there is going to be another shoe dropping, because as you might recall, the Red Sox are also under investigation for shenanigans they may or may not have pulled in their dugout with sign stealing. So there could be another opportunity for baseball to act here, and there could be a whole reprise of this with another big franchise. You know, for baseball, it's awfully hard to, you know, put the horse back in the barn. They decided to not, you know, punish the players. I don't know how they can retroactively go back and punish players. It seems very clear they are very reluctant to do anything with regard to penalizing the 2017 World Series.
Now, baseball is considering some rule changes in response, restrictions on who can be in the dugout and clubhouse, limits on smartphones and TV use during the game. I don't know. It's really easy to sneak a phone in somewhere. Is this something that's going to restore faith in this whole sign stealing thing?
I don't know. Right. It's funny, though, isn't it? You know, baseball is regarded as our most traditional major sport, right? It's not terribly different from the game that they played at the turn of the century. Not this past century.
Right.
I mean, the century before that. The irony is there is, in fact, technology which allowed the Astros to exploit the system in the manner that they did. It is the video review technology, which is now available not just in the Astros dugout, but in every baseball dugout, for managers and players to review blown calls and perhaps ask for instant replay. If you take that out of the game, listen, I'm not going to complain, because I think instant replay in virtually every sport is a disaster. I think it extends the play. I think taking the human element out of the game takes something away from it. I generally regard instant replay as an albatross around sports. So if you take it away from baseball, I'm not going to complain there. But I might be in the minority on that. There are an awful lot of people who seem to feel that everything has to be as accurate as possible at all times, and especially when you consider, you know, this is so I'm talking far afield here, but how leagues increasingly are, you know, getting in business partnerships with betting and all that kind of stuff. There's a it feels like an urgency around constant accuracy. So I don't know if they can sort of turn back the clock technologically to alleviate some of these problems or temptations.
So are you expecting some ugly scenes when the Astros show up, especially as the visiting team this year?
Well, I want to be on record as saying, like, I don't condone any kind of ugliness. I don't want to see a situation where Astros players or you know, fearing for their health and their heads. You know, I don't, that kind of retribution stuff, I know that is an old part of baseball too. I'm not a big fan of that. I hope that doesn't happen. I do highly support, however, anything that fans want to do, as long as it's in the bounds of taste and hilarity. So this, I want to see garbage can night at virtually every Astros road game. I want to see people wailing away on hefty barrels. You know, every imaginable sign, every imaginable chant, as long again as is within taste, something, you know, you can do with your 9-year-old child. I highly support that. I think that will be the punishment we have all been looking for, and the cathartic thing that might allow baseball to turn the page. It's going to be wild. It really will. I mean, when the Astros come to your town, that's going to be a hot ticket.
Jason, I'll let you go to the hardware store and pick up a good noisy metal trash can.
Yeah, you really want to get the old-fashioned metal one, right?
Make
that
those?
Just really makes a big...
Yeah.
You don't want to get one of those plastic
That's
ones.
Nothing.
That's a tougher one.
Jason, thanks a lot for joining us.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Jason Gay is a sports columnist for the Wall Street Journal and a UW-Madison alum. We talked to him today about the Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal and what Major League Baseball is doing to limit cheating. Well, baseball fans, are you following this? What do you think of it, this Houston Astros... pretty well-developed plan to steal opposing teams' signals and then signal batters on what pitch might be coming next. Are you among the many fans who are upset about this? You can tweet us at Central Time WPR or email ideas@WPR.org. Do you think baseball should have done more to punish the organization, the Astros, the players involved, or do you think there's been enough already? Tweet us at Central Time WPR.